top of the morning. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I am your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you have tuned into the podcast portion. However, if you've joined me before, welcome back. I do appreciate you listening, liking, sharing, talking about, subscribing, and reposting so we can get our followers up. So I do have a few things to discuss this morning. It is definitely wee hours of the morning. So I got my orange juice. So, you know, I always say orange juice today keeps the heebie-jeebies away. yeah, it's probably 4 a.m. now. The sun's not up yet. So I had to get my orange juice and make me some cinnamon rolls because I am definitely going to fast today. It's still Ramadan. Just a few more days left. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen, if you are participating. Let's see. There has been a lot of things going on this week that I would love to discuss. I'll just have you know that this is a very impromptu show. I was supposed to record yesterday, but I have had a lot going on. I'm working on a few special projects that are coming to a summer near you. And then, of course, I have my newborn baby. Work. And you know, just a lot of life going on. So here I am recording with you all, and I'm very happy, very well rested. So let's see. One thing I definitely want to talk about this week on this episode of how disappointed I am in what is going on in the world that we live in today. So as you guys know, or if you've been following any social media or watching any sort of news, you hear about the new abortion bans that are going on currently. So basically, if you haven't heard about it, Alabama, I believe, was the first that came out with the new law. The governor, Kay Ivey, I think his name is, basically came out with the law last week, basically prohibiting abortion in almost every circumstance, and is considered the most restrictive abortion law in the country. And it's very, very extreme. It does include rape and incest. Those are not exceptions of the abortion ban. Now, me personally, I would never get an abortion, but I know under many circumstances people do. And I'm not pro anything. I'm pro mind your business. It's not my business if this woman is getting an abortion. You don't know the reason behind why she is getting an abortion. You don't know what happened. She could have got raped. It could have been incest. It could be a medical abortion. It could be anything. But it's not my job to prowl into her business. And it's not my job to push my views or my preferences on her. And so I do think it's very ridiculous. And unfortunately, I do live in Missouri. And Missouri decided to pass that law as well. And these are, I guess, the Republican states that are doing it. And it's just ridiculous because a lot of these issues are being, a lot of these laws, this abortion law, is being broadcasted by men. Men who don't understand the human body. Men who don't know what we go through. And once again, like I said, I would never get an abortion. However, I haven't been given that option, nor do I want that option. I have my baby. I wanted to keep my baby. I'm blessed to have my baby. But I know it's hard. Some people aren't mentally prepared. Some people aren't financially prepared. And I've noticed a lot of these threads. There's a lot of people trolling and they're just like, oh, well, they could always give the baby up for adoption. People don't realize that some of these adoption homes are just as bad as the homes that they were taken from. You know what I mean? Say, for instance, this girl, she's adopted, 11, 12 year old girl, she gets adopted, and she could be raped by her foster father, or she could be being touched inappropriately by her foster mother or foster siblings, and that could cause her to run away. You think that kids are just running away from foster homes? No. And people fail to realize, like, no, these kids are not running away for no reason. Most of the time, some of them are looking for their real parents to begin with. But also, too, no one wants to stay in an environment that they're uncomfortable with. So you never know what people are going through. And I'm just more pro mind your business. It's not my business what's between her legs. It's not my business what she does with her body. If this is what she chooses to do, I respect her decision. Now, if you're out here just doing whatever, God knows what, you know, continuously, purposely getting pregnant and having abortions because maybe you have the money to spend or maybe you don't care, then that's one thing. But if you get raped or it's incest or it's a medical condition, I don't see what's the issue. But then again, there are these men, these Republican men out here basically pushing this ridiculous law. I really don't want to talk too much about it because it does bother me. Yes. I definitely lean more towards the liberal side of life. So it does bother me because it's not my business. It's not my decision. And that's pretty much all I really have to say on that new abortion law. And yeah, I'm sorry that I had to open up this episode this way, but it has been on my mind a lot lately because that's all you see on social media. That's all you see in the news. And it is a bit much. And you see all these companies protesting and wanting you to sign petitions. So, I do think it's absurd and it's crazy. But, you know, I cannot think of what that stock is called for, like, the Plan B pill. I think it's Teva Pharmaceuticals, TEV Pharmaceuticals or something like that. Tel or Tev, something like that, Pharmaceuticals. And I definitely looked up the stock cost of that to see how much it had risen, because I believe those pills are like maybe between $30 and $50 or something sort. I do imagine those prices going up now that these crazy abortion laws are being passed. So I was like, I wonder how the stock is going to look. And surprisingly, it only went up 6 cents. So if that is something that you're interested in, you might want to buy some stock in Tel or Tev Pharmaceuticals or whatever it's called. It's the people that own Plan B. But then again, it could be risky because I know a lot of pharmaceuticals are being sued nowadays for not marketing the correct symptoms and things of that nature. So you just got to do a little bit of research on that. I'm not going to speak of what I don't know, but I do know that this abortion law is pretty critical. And yes, I've definitely spent a good portion of this podcast talking about it. So moving along. And we are back. So, in other news, what else did I want to discuss? So, you know, May is pretty much almost over. Today starts the Gemini season. You know, the dual personalities. I do know quite a few Geminis. The May Geminis aren't so bad. June, you know, whatever. That's neither here nor there. Just know I know a few crazies out there waltzing around the world. So as we are approaching into June, I hope you guys are writing down your nightly affirmations or your daily affirmations to keep positive energy and positive vibes, high vibrations. I have continued to write down my nightly affirmations. I have been speaking positivity into existence to level up. I definitely want to level up this summer. This summer I do have multiple plans. I have multiple ideas that are glowing and growing. So hopefully next episode I could talk a little bit more about that. I don't want to put it out there just yet. I do have a few meetings this week. So we shall see. Make sure you guys are just sending prayers up for me so that I can have all the positive energy and I can excel at what it is that I am trying to do, because that is greatly appreciated. What else? I feel like, no, we did discuss Mother's Day on last episode. And once again, shout out to you guys, because you know it is almost Father's Day, and I feel like Mother's Day should be every day. Every day you should be appreciating your mother. Oh, that's another thing. So one thing I did want to talk about, which is so off the wall, has nothing to do with Mother's Day, has nothing to do with the expeditions that I plan on pursuing. So the other day I was on the phone with my friend for a good 4.5-5 hours, and we were discussing basically relationships. One thing that came up was, would you get a joint bank account with your significant other? Significant other, keyword. For me, she didn't really give insight on what she thought about it, but she did ask me. And I guess I really didn't ask the question back, because I was just going on and on and on, just rambling like I normally do. So for me personally, if it's just my significant other, if this is just my boyfriend, if this is just your girlfriend, I don't feel like it's necessary to get joint accounts. For one, I feel like I don't trust people that much. The last thing I need to do is look at my bank account and realize that you didn't swipe the whole thing up and left me for the wolves, and or you're spending ridiculously, because I personally am a good saver. I do have a shopping habit. However, over the years, I have overcome that. But I would say overall, I am a good saver. So when I'm saving, I'm saving, I'm saving. I don't necessarily save for anything in particular, but I do save just as for a rainy day, or you never know. So I do save a little bit here and there so I could have something to the side, something for myself. You never know what's gonna happen. So, and I know a lot of people are not like that. A lot of people are like that, but then there are some people, I would say it's 50-50. 50% of the people are like that, and 50% of the people are not like that. For me, I run into people who are not like that. Why? How do I know this? Because they're the ones asking me, can they borrow this? Can they borrow that? So with that being said, make sure you're putting a little something to the side for yourself. Now, like I said, that would be under a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend status. Now, if you are my husband, or if this is your wife, I don't see what the issue could be. I could see us having a joint account and then me still having my own bank account. A joint account for maybe us to save together, a bank account for me to have my own funds. And then I talked to another friend about this, and she brought up, I can't think of what that movie is with Janet Jackson. Why Did I Get Married To? Was it the second one? I feel like it was the second one. And she was basically getting a divorce from her husband, and she had a separate bank account, and he tried to include that in the divorce. And she was like, what page did you write? And he was just like, you bounced all of your ideas off of me, this, this, and this. Okay, he could get a little check, but I don't feel like you deserve half, because I'm the one writing this down. I'm the one typing this out. I'm the one, you know, this is my venture. This is me. This is my creative path. And so, you know, I feel like a lot of men hold a lot of pride into that, especially if it's a lot of money like what she had, because I feel like it was like almost a couple of million dollars. I don't think it was nothing, you know, it wasn't no quick 500 or nothing like that. And then another thing me and another friend also discussed was a prenup. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. And this also made me, this just currently made me think of another movie. It was definitely a Madea movie. The Diary of a Mad Black Woman, possibly. I'm thinking so. Yeah, where her husband was like a successful lawyer or an attorney. Same thing. Judge. I don't know what he was. But that bald black man, she almost drowned in the tub. Yeah, that one. She felt like she was entitled to some money, and he left her for his mistress or whatever. And I feel like she was entitled to money. She was cooking, cleaning, taking care of the house. She had so many miscarriages because of him. He was beating her. Yes, she deserved half of everything that you have. Even though she did sign a prenup, she was saying, well, he always knew that he would be successful. I feel like if you love me, And this is what I give you. Please sign this because I want to protect myself. I want to protect my assets. I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. Now, if y'all both broke and y'all both poor, there's obviously no need for a prenup. But if you know that you're going to have a $1 million business one day, or you have the mindset of having that, I don't understand what the issue is. I would make my husband sign one, and I would not feel offended if he made me sign one either. Just saying. But you know, everybody's mindset is different. I'm not in it for the money. I obviously would be in it for true love. So I don't mind signing anything like that. And God forbid, Drake pops up into my life, wants to marry me, and he's like, Mariah, please sign this prenup. Absolutely, I'm signing the prenup because I love Drake. That's a good example right there. I completely understand where you're coming from. I'm not here for the money. The money is just a plus. So yeah, that's just some things that I've been talking about this week. No, I'm not making anybody sign a prenup. No, I'm not, you know, signing a prenup for anybody currently. I'm just saying these are some topics that came up this week that I wanted to discuss with you all. With that being said, we'll take a quick break and we'll conclude today's episode. So before we conclude today's episode, I would like to shout out this girl that I am following on Facebook. I do not know her personally, but she is a young African-American female who has started her own 24-hour daycare, and I did repost it. For those of you who are interested and who do follow me on Facebook, I did repost it. Shout out to her. And shout out to the fact, I believe I did say this a couple of episodes ago, that St. Louis is one of the top, St. Louis is one of the top cities in the United States with female entrepreneurs. And I just wanted to shout out the women again, because we are excelling, we're doing great, and this is becoming what we need it to become. So yes, like I said, she's opening a 24-hour daycare, and I think that's just so great, her being so young and excelling at what she does. Maybe I'll reach out to her and see if she'll come on an episode. But yeah, what else? Yeah, that ended real dry. I just keep getting these random messages pop up at the top of my screen. So I'm just like, okay. What else? Make sure you guys are following me on social media. Instagram, Gorgeous Detail. If you would like to follow the podcast, it's MJ Friends Blog. My Snapchat is Gorgeous Detail. And Facebook, Mariah Janelle. I also created a Facebook page for MJ Friends Blog as well, if you'd like to follow that or like that. Once again, make sure you guys are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Yeah, it's greatly appreciated. So I'll talk to you guys next week and keep you posted on what's going on.